Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Vredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Monday, June 20th, it's NBA Draft Week. And obviously, we are celebrating on this beautiful Monday morning with one of the best in the business. Long interview with Fran Fraschilla, breaking down NBA draft prospects. He knows the college players. He knows the G League guys. Some spicy takes from Fran. We recorded this on Father's Day. Jaden Ivey fans are going to love what he has to say about the Purdue guard. He really is gushing. Thinks he could go second overall. There's a kid that, I don't want to ruin this one, but Kobe Bryant's name comes up to talk about a young player who not many people know about. It's really good. If you're a hoop head, you're going to love it. I wish I had more to say about the sports weekend. I think I got like 17 texts from a couple buddies about golf. I just had no idea what they were talking about. I did not turn on golf all weekend. Listen, I hope everybody had a great Father's Day. On Father's Day, I'm not watching golf, okay? I woke up Saturday. I played some hoops. Woke up Sunday. Played some hoops. Nearly got into an altercation playing hoops, which is very weird and uncharacteristic of me. This guy, I was buddies with him because I started inviting him to our pickup games. And, you know, listen, he's a former Division I athlete, 6'4", big dude. And he's a good player, but he was having a rough game. And I joked that, oh, yeah, he's like Shaq, but Cleveland Shaq. And I thought that would be cool. We joke around. And he was not happy and, you know, got in my face and... it was just weird. It was very awkward. I'm not, listen, some of the guys out there think I talk trash. If I was great and I was unstoppable, sure, I might talk some trash, but I'm not. So I don't. And I just happen to be having a rough day, but right after the big altercation, we're down 20-17 and they rotate the ball to me and I hit a three. And some of the guys on the sideline, you know, there's probably 20 guys watching, are like yelling, talk your shit, Jay, talk it, you know, and I said nothing. I did. I was caught off guard that he was so upset. Hit the three, and then my buddy hit the game winner, and it was like, all right, I'm out. five in a row. And it was just a good, I love playing hoops, went out to breakfast with the fam. We've been watching Stranger Things. We are now on season two. I will need to watch the movie Hustle, as our guest Fran Fraschilla is in it, and a lot of people say it's very good. So I'll definitely be checking out Hustle this week. Draft is Thursday, so what better to wet your beak with than 40 solid minutes with the great Fran Fraschilla.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy who knows the NBA draft better than anybody. He's covered the draft forever. He announces college basketball. And oh, by the way, he's in a new movie. Yes, branching out. Fran Fraschilla, how are you, man?
Man, Jason, it's a pleasure. I'm actually in two movies.
Two
of them, both coming. One's come out. I'll tell you about that. That's amazing. And then I'll tell you the second movie. Rise is coming out on Disney Plus about Giannis.
Oh, and wait, that was a book, right?
Well, actually, Mirren Fader, who's an L.A. girl, yeah, who's a great writer, they didn't even consult with her, even though she wrote the definitive book. But the Disney movie's coming out, and I play, all you do is hear my voice saying, hey, this kid, he might have an alphabet soup type of name, but he can play. But then they have me record at the very end, because you know how movies are. You have to fake some of it. And I say at the end, if he's not taken by the 15th pick, he's going back to Europe. And that would have never happened.
Of course,
you know, it's Hollywood. So, it's the other movie that I'm proud of as well, and that's Hustle.
The Adam Sandler movie. I have not seen it yet. I've tried to carve out time, but we just started watching Stranger Things, and we're just kind of hooked on that. So we haven't got to, I mean, I'm going to watch that by myself, but Hustle, huh? Adam Sandler are buddies, huh?
Let me tell you, man, he's as nice a guy in person. I got to meet him a couple times, and it is a great basketball movie. There are more great cameos in there. I mean, it's about a washed up in Philadelphia 76ers scout. Mm-hmm. Who they fire him, and then he finds some kid in Spain, and that's his road back to redemption. And so it's typical Adam Sandler movie, you know, this comedy. He's a great actor. But the basketball cameos, Kenny Smith, Queen Latifah, all the 76ers, Brad Stevens, Jay Wright. I mean, there's like 100 people that you'll recognize. It's a real, real movie. The action is awesome because there's a lot of, you know, guys that have played basketball before. And of course, the two main protagonists, the good guy is Bo Cruz, the Spanish kid played by Juancho Hernan Gomez, and Kermit Wiltz, the superstar Kentucky one and done guy played by Anthony Ant-Man Edwards. And they are both great. And of course, it's an Adam Sandler movie. So, you know, it's fabulous and it's getting great reviews. And I play myself.
Wow. I got to start with this. Where did they film this? And did you have to do any travel for it?
Well, 3 years ago, I was at a Baylor game and I get a call from Dan Patrick. Okay. And he goes, hey, Fran, you're the international guy. I've got a friend, Adam Sandler. I go, yeah, I know Adam Sandler. Hey, he's making a movie about this scout, and he tells me the story. So he puts me in touch with Adam's people. I give them some ideas, and the executive producer says, you're going to be in this movie. And I said, great. I never heard from him for 2.5 years.
Wow.
COVID, they had to shut down production. Yeah. So last August, I get a call from this guy, Barry Bernardi, a Hollywood guy, great guy. And he said, are you ready? I said, for what? He goes, for your cameo. So I flew to Philly. They set up this NBA draft combine. I got to play myself as like the draft expert.
Yeah.
They had a script for me, Jason. And one of Adam's buddies is a big basketball fan. He said, hey, Coach Fran doesn't need a script. So I winged it. And I can give you like 15 seconds. You ready?
Yeah. Fire away.
We've been watching Kermit Wiltz since he was 14 years old in AAU. We knew he was going to be an NBA player. But this kid, Bo Cruz, I've never heard of him, and I thought I knew every international player on the planet. And that was it. One take. They said,
wow, one and done. That's awesome.
One and done, man. And that was just winging it. It was just what I would do if I was doing the NBA draft. So
it's a story of, you know, he's saving his career by finding this obscure player. And that's a good story. Listen, I got to give it to Sandler.
Robert Duvall plays the owner of the Sixers. He dies. he's Adam's guy and he dies and the son takes over. He's a butthole.
Yeah. There's a lot of those.
There's a lot of that kind of, it's a feel good story. I don't want to say it's Rocky, but it's close. Cause a lot of it's shot in Philly with the 76ers being the, the team. So anyway,
I got to give credit where credit. Sandler has made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yes.
And he's still grinding and coming up with cool ideas and doing everything. That's pretty good.
And you know what? And he's a nice, kind man. And that's what I could tell you. He was so kind. And we got to go to Westwood Village a couple weeks ago, my wife and I, and we were part of the premiere. It was so cool. I never walked down a red carpet before. And by
can
the way,
Adam Sandler hoop, by the way, can he play ball?
Well, no. I mean, yes. Yes and no. Yes and no. Does he love to play?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
See that lunchtime Y guy? Absolutely. With the baggy shorts, just like you see on pictures. Absolutely. He absolutely loves the game, and he still plays. And you're going to love the movie. I'm just telling you, it's a cool movie.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, that sounds like me. I love the game. I had a rough weekend hooping, but I did get 5 wins in a row on Sunday. I didn't play particularly great. But hey, friend, I've learned from you. You know, like if it's the shots not falling, set some screens, pick up on defense, talk, you know, like be a team player. And I thought I'd bring you in for the draft because you know who some of these best guys are.
Fire away.
And you've, well, go ahead.
No, fire away. I'm ready.
Okay, all right. So listen, I feel like, friend, there's not a lot of... you know, there's a lot of certainty at the top, right? Everybody thinks Jabari Smith's going to go number one. He's the favorite. I don't know. Do you think he should go one? I mean, not will he, but should he?
He is safe. Okay. He, and now you go, well, wait, what do you mean by safe? I mean, is he the best player? He's the safest because number one, he's a great young man. They're all three guys at the top. By the way, throw Jaden Ivey in there.
Okay.
You know, because
we'll
I think
Jaden
Ivey could end up being the best player in the draft someday. And everybody says Ja Morant, but he's not really a point guard. He really reminds me of Russell Westbrook. Vintage Russell. He is a dynamic basketball athlete. Stop, start, change of direction. So if you tell me like in 5 years, he's the best player, no shock to me. I saw him play a lot this year. Saw him in person 3 times early in the year. And I even said he might be the best player in the country. Wow. And I still feel that way. Now, Orlando, if you look at Orlando, because it's not just who's the best player, it's what do they have in Orlando? They have a lot of young pieces. They have Wendell Carter. They have Markelle Fultz back. Jalen Suggs was hurt, but he'll be fine. Franz Wagner was a surprise, good player. Yeah. What they don't have on that roster, they don't have shooting, which Jabari Smith comes in here, but they don't, more importantly, have a go-to, give me the freaking ball, get out of my way, scorer, and that's Paolo Banchero from Duke. That kid is like a 6'10 Carmelo Anthony type.
I like him.
Yeah. I mean, he can score inside. He can score in the mid-range. He'll shoot the three fine. And he wants to be a go-to guy. And I'm a fan of his. I would take him number one. I really would because I think that's what Orlando needs. They don't need safe right now. Safe. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to go, wow, I can't believe you just said this. These teams might tank one more year because have you heard of Victor Wembanyama?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Victor Wembanyama he's generational, man.
7'2", right?
No, on a bad day. He's 7'3".
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the Instagram videos. I thought he was 7'2". 7'3". He's basically Kevin Durant-ish. He's Chet Holmgren, but with a body, right? He's filled out.
He got the best of Chet last year. Now, Chet's going to be really good, too. But I don't see – you're too young to remember how great Ralph Sampson was in college.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he reminds me of Ralph in that Ralph was 7'3". But coaches didn't let Ralph do what we let these big kids do right now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We didn't let Ralph Sampson handle the ball in the open court. This kid can do that. He can block shots like Chet. He can score around the rim. He's a freak. So anyway, getting back to Orlando and Houston and Oklahoma City and Sacramento, they might tank one more year.
Interesting.
But anyway, I think Paolo is the best fit in Orlando because he's a go-to scorer that they just haven't had since I don't even know when.
I don't like to talk negatives about some of these guys, and I like Banchero a lot, but if you heard any chatter that there are some reservations about him at one or two, You know, sure. Just extracurricular. He likes to hang out, so to speak. Likes to party. Have you heard any of this or no?
Not really. No. Okay. I talked to somebody who knows him well today. I was with some NBA people today here in Colorado Springs because the under 17 team is here and the scouts are coming in to watch the future. They tell, and he knows this kid well. And he said, whatever you tell him to get better at, he'll get better at.
Wow.
And yeah. He does have a confidence and an air that I could see him being a Carmelo Anthony type scorer in the league. Yeah, I think Jabari's going to be great. And I think Chet has a chance to be great, but I don't know which is going to be the best, but for me, I think Banchero fits Orlando the best.
So the draft seems to start at 4, and I know you just said great things about Jaden Ivey, and yeah. I think he's very good. I've never been in a front office for the NBA draft, but, you know, Fran, at some point, you know, you've got to – do you go best player or best fit this early? Because the Kings just did this. They had Halliburton and Fox, drafted Mitchell. They said, we can't play all these guys. Let's trade Halliburton. I mean, listen, Jaden Ivey is kind of duplicating what you've already got in the backcourt. I know he's more explosive and maybe better.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. You're asking a great question here. This is great. But if I told you, or if Sam Presti told you, that, and he's picking 2 in Oklahoma City, right? And they're rebuilding. They got 81 first round picks coming up in the next 5 years. But and I'll probably trade some of these picks that he's got this year. But if Sam Presti were to tell you, I believe Jaden Ivey is the next Russell Westbrook, which, by the way, he picked the first Russell Westbrook, would you take him at 2? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. I mean, if you think he's the best or second best player in the draft, you take him. And that's why I think Sam Presti, don't be surprised, just because he's done this before. He took Harden. He took Russell Westbrook. You know, obviously he got Durant because Portland took Greg Oden. So I think Oklahoma City's in play here. But to your question about Sacramento, they tried to trade De'Aaron Fox. You're not going to trade Tyrese Halliburton if you can avoid it. But in order to get Sabonis and All-Star, okay, I get it, because you got Davion Mitchell. But if you're Houston, if you're Sacramento, if Jaden Ivey's there at 4, the only way you don't take him is if you think this kid Shaden Sharp, who we've never seen play other than video from high school playing for Dream Prepper, Dream Academy or something, and he's freaky. He's a freak. He can shoot the 3, and he can sky. He's like an Anthony Edwards, maybe a better athlete. That's the only reason you don't take him. You don't take Jaden Ivey at 4, because you just have so much confidence in Shaden Sharp. But how do you have confidence in Shaden Sharp when you haven't seen him play much? I think Jaden fits at 4 regardless of position. Take the best player.
Take the best player. That's usually what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
I'll say this. Jaden Ivey, I know offensively incredible, but you look at the defensive stats and they were not good. And you look at the Ken Pomeroy numbers.
Yeah.
And frankly, Keegan Murray was graded out as a much better player than him last year.
You know what I have to tell people like you?
Yes, go ahead. I know. Games aren't played on stat sheets. I know.
Statistics accuse, analytics indicts, but videotape convicts.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Wait, one more time. So
statistics accuse, analytics indict, but videotape convicts.
Got it.
Okay. And my point is, I know that the number crunchers in these front offices are like, we got to take Keegan Murray. But my eyes tell me I'm not passing up on Jaden Ivey. You know, Russell Westbrook wasn't a household name when he got drafted.
Very true.
So like that's my and you know, so that's why you could see Oklahoma do something crazy. Mm. You also could see Sacramento trade out of the 4th pick for some veteran help.
Yeah.
And somebody who loves Jaden Ivey, maybe Troy Weaver, my buddy used to work for me at New Mexico. Maybe he trades up a slot worrying about Jaden, and maybe he gives him, I don't know what the Jeremy Grant contract situation is, but you know, maybe you do a deal with Jeremy Grant going to SAC and, you know, figure out how to balance it out so that you end up taking Jaden Ivey at 4. If you want to pair him, that would not be a bad backcourt, by the way, Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey.
Kind of explosive. Yes, certainly.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, That grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's go to this kid, Shaedon Sharpe. So I have him as my number one player to talk about. Number two is Dyson Daniels, who we'll get to.
Sure.
But nobody knows Shaedon Sharpe, right? There's no tape on him. And you know, friend, it's weird, friend. The less tape there is, the more valuable you are because you haven't been exposed.
That's right. There's some truth to that.
So his story is he was a high school player, reclassified in the middle of the year, went to Kentucky, sat on the bench, was in the program. There's all this chatter. Oh, he was dominating practice, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'll go to the draft. Great wingspan, 6'5", explosive. But friend, some of the stuff I'm reading, it's like he was crushing kids in high school, but he was also a little bit older than they were. And I'm just wondering, does this translate? Like, what are we talking about? I haven't been in any private workouts to see this guy, so I don't really know. But
him
against a chair is not going to impress me. How is he doing against a Ben Mathurin in a private workout? That's what I want to know.
You're absolutely right. And this is one of those rare kids that I haven't seen much of other than on film. And
it's like they're hiding him.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I know this is crazy. This is not a fair comparison, but there are a lot of people who doubted a kid named Kobe Bryant coming out of high school. I know that's unfair. I know it's unfair to Shaedon Sharpe because Kobe obviously is, you know, we miss him dearly and just, you know, the ultimate. But if you're, let's just say Sacramento, Detroit, Indiana, Portland, okay? And this kid is a phenomenal athlete. That I can tell. And he shoots the hell out of it. If I'm going, if I know that after the first three or four that I don't know where the all-star is next, I'm not sold on Keegan Murray. I'm not sold on Dyson Daniels. I'm not sold on Jeremy Sochan. And I roll the dice on Shaedon Sharpe. Maybe I get Kobe. Maybe. And if I don't get Kobe, maybe I get a solid NBA player because he is, unless he's not a good kid and he's got no work ethic, the athleticism and skill is there. I mean, he was going to be the number one high school player next year.
True.
So, you know, my point is, at some point, 4, 5, 6, you're rolling the dice on this kid and hoping for the best.
And let's be honest, you know, you've coached, you know that the GM who takes Shaedon Sharpe is essentially saying, well, there's a decent chance I'm either fired in a year or two, yeah, or I'm hailed as like a genius and I'm going to eat forever, because taking a chance on a kid with zero college reps and not a lot of tape, like there's a lot of risk here. But like you said, there's also upside.
Well, Kobe, in Kobe's case, we all saw him play a lot, you know, high school, ABCD camp, you know, all the stuff. But apparently Jerry West watched the workout and just said, oh, my goodness, we got to get this kid. And then, of course, yeah, they traded Vlade to Charlotte. Charlotte took him. Remember, Calipari, they told Calipari not to draft him, and Cal should have just drafted him.
Yeah.
If Cal would have drafted him, he might have his like 1,000th win in the NBA now.
Remember, they said Kobe was going to go to Italy instead of play for the wherever Cal was coaching.
Nets,
was
it? The Nets, yeah. But
Nets,
on the other
hand, the Nets, right.
On the other hand, you know, he's like 60 minutes from home, Philly to, you know, what, maybe 90 minutes, right?
Mm.
I think he would have played for the Nets.
Probably, yeah. That's smokescreen stuff. But by the way, to back up to Jaden Ivey, he has said he doesn't want to go to Sacramento. He's not giving any of the medicals. He's like, trying not to get drafted by the, and that's the worst franchise, probably longest playoff drought, I think, in the league,
crazy. I think 2006. No, you know, listen, they got a new GM. He seems like he knows what he's doing. I wouldn't have made the Halliburton deal the way they did it, but they probably couldn't trade De'Aaron's contract.
Mm.
And so, okay, I love Tyrese Halliburton because I watched him as a freshman at Iowa State, Big 12, right? And I remember his very second game. I saw a game Halliburton played against Missouri. Four Iowa State starters were out. I went to the game just to watch. They win easily. He plays 38 minutes. He had 5 points in the game. And I said, this kid's their best player. And, you know, I get them right on occasion. You know, I do.
Yeah, but, yeah, definitely.
But this case, and anyway, it broke my heart that he wanted to get traded or that they traded him because he actually liked Sacramento. That's the crazy thing. He wanted to be there. But anyway, so with Shaedon Sharpe, getting back to him, when you're a bad franchise and you can't draft Chet or Paolo or Jabari, you may have to roll the dice on a kid like this and you deal with it. And if you're Jerry West, you look like a genius. And if it turns out he's a bum, you get fired. But so what?
The other wild card, Fran, seems to be this Dyson Daniels kid. He played in the G League. He's a young, very strong guard. What do you know about him? And is this guy going top 10? Because a lot of the chatter is that this new Portland front office wants to go with Sharpe or Daniels. But the problem is Damian Lillard, he ain't going to want some 19-year-old coming in there because Damian Lillard thinks he can still get to the playoffs and make a run. It seems like Portland is a huge wild card here.
There's nobody at the seventh pick right now. Like I wrote down 15 names of guys that I would take in the first round. The other guys I'm not taking. Like I'm not taking, I hate to say it because, you know, like A.J. Griffin, his father is a tremendous guy, Adrian Griffin. But A.J. got hurt. Yeah. He doesn't seem to be as explosive as he was when he was in high school. He can really shoot it. Did not defend this year. If I have to take A.J. Griffin, and I don't mean this as a knock. He's going to be a multimillionaire. I'm trading that pick. If I don't get the 15 guys I want, I'm trading the pick. And in Portland's case, yeah, they could take Ben Mathurin. He fits. You know, he's a big guard. He's going to make shots for Dame. They could take a Dyson Daniels. Dame can play off the ball some. Who else did you mention? There was another guy you mentioned, Shaedon Sharpe. But if I'm Portland right now, given where Damian Lillard is, I'm trying to package that pick and get some veterans to play with Dame because Dame's only got, you know, what, 3-4 more solid seasons. And to your point, you can't wait on, unless you're absolutely sure that Shaedon Sharpe is the next superstar, that Ben Mathurin is great. I think that if you're Portland, you got to think about trading that pick. I think Indiana's in the same boat, and I think New Orleans is in the same boat, because they're, New Orleans particularly is very close to being a really good team, depending on what Zion does.
Well, okay, let's say you are the GM in Portland, Fran, and I am one of your trusted advisors.
Yeah.
And you're talking about, all like, what are we trading? What are we getting? And I say, wait a sec, Fran. What if we did the opposite? We said, Damian Lillard, thank you for your service. We trade Dame. We get more picks. As you said at the outset of this podcast, we go in full tank mode. We go Anthony Simons, Josh Hart, whoever the hell you got, Dyson Daniels, whatever. And we shoot for the moon and Victor next year in the draft. And we say, Dame, hey, listen, we're not going anywhere. The West is stacked, okay? Right. The Clippers are coming back. The Lakers are coming back.
Yes.
We know the Denver Nuggets are going to be much better. The Warriors are going nowhere. We have no shot with Dame. Why don't we trade Damian Lillard?
Well, I think it makes perfect sense, because you're a basketball junkie. Me too. Do you think Portland's going anywhere?
Absolutely not. They're not. Oh. I don't care who Dame gets as a running mate.
That's right.
Short of like LeBron, they're not a top 10 team in the West.
Yeah, right. And the only reason you keep him is because, you know, he's, you know, Dirk Nowitzki. Now, Dirk had the magical year where they won the title with that great, you know, Shawn Marion and those guys. But Jet Terry, too. I love Jet Terry. I wouldn't mention Jet. You know, Jet played for so long. But, yeah, I think that's, you know, but they got a new GM in Joe Cronin, you know. So, all of a sudden, how does he make his mark on the franchise? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's to trade him and get young and get these young guys in here and hope you get a Victor or a Scoot Henderson, who's going to be a fabulous NBA
player.
How
good is that kid?
He's really good. I saw him in the G. I saw Dyson Daniels, Scoot, and those guys, Jaden Hardy. I did the G League showcase in December. And so I don't usually do G League games, but they said, hey, do you want to do the showcase? I said, yes. And let me get back to, so he's a real deal. He can really play. He's just like, a baby.
Give me an off-the-cuff NBA comparison.
You know, I almost said Allen Iverson. That would have been sacrilegious. That would have been sacrilegious. That's like saying Kobe. I know someone is going to listen to this.
He's
and say,
that good?
He compared him to Allen Iverson. That's not fair. But he's a scoring machine in the backcourt. Okay. He can score at will. Like, he breathes. Wakes up at 3 in the morning, he gets 23 on you. Yeah, and he can really score. He's a great kid. He's a competitive guy. Family circles tight. And Puma just gave him 7 figures. Wow. And he'll be the second pick. So anyway, Dyson Daniels, I like him. I don't love him. He's not a super athlete. He reminds me an awful lot of Josh Giddey, who had a very good rookie year, but obviously did not impact winning at all.
Yeah.
So is Josh going to be good around good players? We'll see. Same thing with Dyson Daniels. He's a big point guard, knows how to play. The Aussie kids are tough kids. That's how they grow them over there. Down under, and I like him. I don't love him as an NBA star. I think he'll be a good player, good starter, maybe.
Okay, among your 15 guys, one of my sleepers that I love, I think he's top 10 material.
Yeah,
the kid out of Duke, Mark Williams, the center. I just watched Robert Williams have a massive impact on the NBA playoffs. And Robert Williams is only a few years in the league now, he can't stay healthy. I watch Mark Williams. I think he led the country in dunks. He's up there in blocks.
Yes.
I love this kid. Am I irrational, Fran? Because obviously Duke is on
my list of 15.
He is. Okay.
He's on my list of 15. Okay. Yeah. He's a live body. He's got a 7'7" wingspan. He's a great kid, great family, quick jumper, great timing. I believe he shot over 70% from the line. They didn't use him that way, obviously. But in a league where you still have to guard Jokic, you still have to guard Embiid, you still have to, there's always 5 or 6 teams that still have the legitimate big guys. You know, to me, I love Mark Williams in that 10 to 20 range. You know, I could see the Knicks because they were losing Mitchell Robinson. He's just going to be a good NBA player. I think he's a very athletic young big guy, and you cannot teach 7'7". You just can't.
Yeah. Let's go to a guy I don't think anybody – well, we do have some hardcore college hoops fans listening.
Yeah.
I think I'm saying it right. Tari Eason from LSU.
Yep.
This kid, Fran, I don't kill me for the stats, but you look at his numbers, and he is exactly – there are some of these advanced stats when they come to, like, steal percentage, block percentage.
Right.
Tari Eason is an absolute monster. Fouls drawn. He gets the line like nobody – if I'm looking at a diamond in the rough – Yeah. All of the analytics say this kid is going to be a stud. And listen, I don't want to go overboard, Fran. Don't laugh.
Right.
But I did watch some high school tape. He went at it with Paolo Banchero up in the Northwest.
Yes.
I guess they went to rival high schools and like didn't do a bad job.
First of all, when you mentioned the 206, okay, which is I think the area code up there.
Yeah, okay. Right?
I mean, the 206 now, we're talking, I mentioned Jet Terry before and Jamal Crawford and Brandon Roy and, you know, so many, Will Conroy. I mean, go on and on. Seattle produces some tough kids. That is you come out of Seattle, you're a tough kid. That's just the way they are, the way they make them up there. This kid, I always say this about the NBA. There's 25 superstars and everybody else is a role player. Everybody else is a role player, you know? And so Tari Eason, to me, has a chance to be a very good role player. Maybe a fifth starter, maybe off the bench energy guy. Offensive, the one thing I worry about, energy level sky high, very athletic. Not a great ball handling decision. He's not a cerebral offensive player. That is going to have to change. He had freedom to make mistakes at LSU. They just threw him out there. He puts up numbers. I like him. I don't actually have him in my 15.
Okay. That's fair.
So that means that I would trade that pick. If I was like at 23 and Jason McIntyre came to me, my assistant GM, and said, "What about Tari?" You'd have to convince me to take him. Otherwise, I'm trading. the pick. But he's definitely an athlete, and he definitely has a chance to be a great role player because of his energy.
All right, let's go back up near the top. Ben Mathurin, I love this kid. And it's weird. I had him at number 5 in my mock draft last month. Yeah. And all these people are like, no way, ahead of Jaden Ivey and ahead of Sharp and no way. And lo and behold, Mathurin came out to the pro workout circuit and has just been slaughtering people, apparently. 2-on-2, 3-on-3, he's killing. Like, people can't guard him. What do you think of Mathurin?
Well, here's what he's got. He is a professional shooter. Mm-hmm. He shoots it off the catch. He shoots it off the move. He shoots it effortlessly. I don't want to use cliches, but it comes off his hand nice. Like, when he shoots it, it's almost like poetry. You go, wow, that's a beautiful shot, right? So he's got that. He also has good size, and he looks like he plays hard. And he obviously got coached well by two coaches, Sean Miller, mm-hmm. defensively, and then this year he was up and down in Tommy Lloyd's system. I only have one concern, and this is I don't know this kid. So I don't have the background. I don't have the background intel. I was at his final game of his career in San Antonio against Houston.
Yeah.
And they punked him.
I remember you say it.
They punked him. And so I worry about that. So if I was interviewing him right now, I would say, hey, tell me about the Houston game. Cause I was there and you look like you quit.
Oh, you look, I like that.
I would say that. Cause that's what you have to know.
That's tough.
It's tough, but it's why you give a guy millions of dollars. But everything you said about him physically is absolutely the case. He is ready made to play in the league because all he's got to do is catch and shoot it, play hard on D, be a good teammate. And I think he's got a chance to be a really good NBA player. But I would ask him about that because I was there that night and it looked like he quit because that Houston team is a bunch of junkyard dogs.
And now, Fran is not kidding when he says they got punked. Now, I will say this in his defense, and this isn't much of a defense. He's a 19-year-old kid. Oh, if you look at the Houston roster, most of these kids are seniors and they're 21, 22 years old. Fabian White, for instance.
Yes.
It looks like he was 20, I think 23. Like, the difference, and Fran, you know this from recruiting, the difference between 23-year-old dogs and a 19-year-old kid, kind of significant. And he did whimper.
Wilted, yeah.
Wilted, there it is. He wilted against fierce, aggressive dogs, right?
You're totally correct. And that's why I give him the benefit of the doubt, because physically he's got all the tools. I'm just saying that's what I would ask him. Mm-hmm. And he might say to me, coach, hey, I had a death in the family that week. Honestly, you know what I mean? So like, I'm sitting here as a guy that didn't interview him, didn't get a chance to cover an Arizona game this year. You ask me about the Baylor guys, the Kansas guys, the West Virginia guys, I did Purdue early in the year. I talked to Jaden Ivey. I talked to, Chet. I was up at Gonzaga. That kid, I don't know well enough to say, hey, I talked to him about that, and here's what he told me. So on the surface, he's got every right to be a top 10 pick and a really good NBA player.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Okay, let's go Baylor-Kansas head-to-head as we start to wrap up here. Yeah. Sohan versus Agbaji. I hope I didn't butcher
Ochai Agbaji. Very good, Agbaji. Yeah. It's funny. Baylor has two kids that were both freshmen, very similar, Jeremy Sohan and Kendall Brown. Jeremy from Poland, but lived in England. Kendall from Minneapolis. Kendall Brown's being undervalued. And Jeremy, who I love as a kid, it's the kind of draft where he's like going to go 8th, 9th, 10th. And I think that's a little high.
Oh,
he might get mad at me for saying that, but he's going to be a millionaire one way or another. So it doesn't matter. But I love Kendall Brown. I think Kendall Brown is a unique athlete, defensive stopper, shot's going to get better. Great kid. Both are great kids. Jeremy is just a hard-nosed, tough defensive kid. It's going to be a good NBA player. I really like both of those kids. Ochai, I don't think there was a player in college basketball that improved more than he did because he was a nice player as a junior, put his name in. The NBA team said, nah, not yet. First game of his college senior year, I'm going to remind you this, Michigan State Champions Classic, he gets 29.
That's right.
And what he did from that point on, he took every big shot the rest of the season, including in the NCAA tournament, including in the Final Four, and including the national championship game. They were down 15 at the half.
That's right.
So what do I think about him? There is probably not a better outside shooter in this draft than Ochai Agbaji.
Ooh.
He is legit. And the other one is he has got onions. He will not back down. The other stuff, handling the ball, defensively he should be better. I'm not totally sold. I think he's going to go too high. But if I were – I would take him if I had the 17th, 18th, 19th pick. I'd love to have him. He can really, really shoot the ball, and he's a good kid.
How much, Fran, from watching the NBA playoffs, obviously people get smitten with types of players. I've looked at five guys in this draft, and I'm like, I can – if I squint, I could see Jaylen Brown maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, there were really no centers in the Final Four, Fran. Yeah. The Final Four teams. It was just like all wings and small ball fives and guards. And I don't know. That kind of sours me. Like, I see Jalen Duren from Memphis getting all this love in the top 10, and I'm like, I don't see it. Is he playing in the final 10 minutes of an NBA game? I don't see it. I take the big kid from Duke.
Well, it's a good question. I think I would take the big kid. I would take Mark Williams over Jalen Duren also. But here's one thing to keep in mind. Jalen Duren, and you got to factor this in. If some teams, it doesn't matter. I'm not particularly nervous about taking a 21 or 22-year-old guy if I think he's going to be a good NBA player. Jalen Brunson comes to mind right away.
Yeah.
Sadiq Bey, I think, was 20 or 21. You can go on and on. But this kid, Jalen Duren, is the youngest player in the draft.
That's right. Yep.
So he should be in high school, which it was tragic that he and Amani Bates came out early and reclassified. I thought that was tragic. And at the end of the year, we saw flashes of Jalen Duren being what you need to be in the NBA if you're going to be a big guy. And that is, can you rebound? Can you dunk from the dunker spot when we drop it off to you? Can you move your feet reasonably well? Yes, yes, yes. And he's 18 and a half. So, again, I would take Mark Williams, but Mark Williams is 2 years older. See, that's the thing.
That's fair.
And that's a decision you have to make as a front office. And to me, in that case, I'm taking Mark Williams anyway, because I'm only going to, you know, these guys are going to end up being unrestricted free agents someday, and we're going to lose them anyway.
Yeah.
Take the guy that you think can help you now, you know. And in that case, I like Mark Williams a little bit better than Jalen. But the way the league is, even though it's positionless right now, you still have to guard Embiid on occasion. You have to guard Jokic, and, you know, you got to guard a handful of big guys.
It's weird. You mentioned, you know, he is younger. I remember Memphis Gonzaga, an epic game, and Drew Timmy took over the game, and Jalen Duren could do nothing to stop him.
I know.
No chance. Drew Timmy, who isn't even an NBA player, right? No. I don't know if he's...
He's Tyler Hansborough.
Yeah, that's a great comparison. And Jalen Duren could not stop him and couldn't do anything offensively.
I know. You know, most nights it's hard to stop Drew Timmy in college just because he's crafty. But I get it. And I don't think he would have done that to Mark Williams, honestly. The thing about Jalen Duren that's interesting is he's not really a shot blocker.
Yeah.
He's not. Like, he's kind of, you know, he's not statistically. But if I go to my – I got to go to the next office here and check with my analytics guy, you know?
All right. So is there any player you want to mention that maybe I didn't bring up, or a sleeper?
Sure.
I'll never forget, Fran is credited with the Desmond Bane call. And by the way, Desmond Bane was so dominant. I took heat for this. I thought he was their best player in the Minnesota series. And John Morant's awesome. Desmond Bane
was
their best player.
And he was playing hurt too. He was
both ends.
No, Desmond's one of my all-time favorites. And not because he's turned out to be a good player, but I'm telling you, there's not a night he's the nicest kid that I've ever dealt with. And I've dealt with some great kids, but Desmond Bane, I mean, you know, if there was a Saint Desmond, it would be him, because he's a saint. He's that good a kid. All right. So I'm going to look at my list of 15 here, and a kid that I really am starting to really like fall in love with. And I saw him play twice in Pittsburgh, because I was there for the regional, is Malachi Branham from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Really young, very efficient, very efficient. You know, like he got to Ohio State as a freshman. By the way, same high school as LeBron, St. Vincent, St. Mary's.
Oh, did not know that. Okay.
Yes. And he's a Columbus kid that went to school in Akron, but he's the kind of kid that he's going to be a good NBA player. What I love about him is his maturity and his character. Like, he didn't come in wanting to dominate the ball. You had EJ Liddell, you know, you had some other guys. And even when I saw them play in Pittsburgh, like, he didn't take a shot the first 8 minutes of the game. And Chris Holtmann did something interesting. Coming out of a timeout on an inbounds play underneath, he ran a play to get Malachi going, and he hit a baseline jumper, and then he went nuts after that. It was almost like, I can't let this guy be so unassuming and so unselfish. I got to get him going. And against Villanova in the second round, he was unguardable in the second half. And he shoots 40% from three. His game is mid-range right now, but he's so young, he's so talented that I'm taking a chance on him, hoping that I don't need him to be great as a young player, but develop into a really good NBA player. So if he goes like in the 18 to 25 range, he's going to a playoff team. And so theoretically, they don't need him as quickly.
Yeah, that's a great point. So I'm looking at his numbers. First 2 months of the season, he didn't crack double digits. But at the end of the season, 22 against Iowa, you know, 22 against Michigan State. Like, I mean, he finished real strong in that Villanova game. He was the best player on the court for Ohio State, for sure.
And he averaged 20 in the last 10 games of his career. And that's my point. Like, it's almost like I don't really want to take over because I don't want to be the hotshot freshman. We got older guys. And then a coach has to be able to say, hey, we can't win unless you get 20. You understand?
Yeah.
We're playing Iowa tonight. You got to get 20. And that's where he really, I thought, stepped up and made himself. And I talked to Coach Holtmann about this. There was no way he was a one and done guy. By when you look at those numbers, mid-January, there's nobody talking about him as one and done.
Wow. That's quite a leap. And now he's top 20.
That's what I mean. That's why, you know, I think going to the right place will suit him well. Like, don't need him to score or play a lot of minutes early.
Okay. So that's a good one. Any others you want to toss out there besides Branham?
Yeah, why not? Let me see. You know, I'm looking at my list of guys that I like. And I would say, let's look at Kentucky's recent history. Forget Devin Booker, never started a game. How dumb is that? Come on, Cal. No, I'm joking. Cal's one of my good friends. But Emmanuel Quickly, Tyrese Maxey. This year, the point guard of Kentucky was Sahvir Wheeler, the transfer from Georgia. And so Ty Washington had to play off the ball. He's 6'3", and maybe 6'4", and he's a point guard. I think Ty is going to be a terrific value pick and be a good NBA player, in part because he didn't play the point much this year. And also, Kentucky guards seem to flourish and get better, not because they leave Cal, but because they're around Cal and they learn how to be coached hard. And Cal puts a lot of guys in the NBA.
Interesting. So I'm looking at the St. Peter's line. 5 points. Yep. Looks like 2 of 10 shooting. Just a bad game. But like you said, a lot of people will be like, well, is he that good? I remember James Harden famously had a terrible final game in the NCAA tournament against Syracuse. Many guys have. I mean, Andrew Wiggins was a nightmare against Stanford.
Hey, guess what? Guess what? Most of these guys lose their final NCAA game.
Yes. I wonder if they're thinking ahead also, Fran.
Well, you got to remember, one of the reasons they lose is because they're usually the best player. And if they have that one bad game, their team goes home.
That's a great point. St. Peter's upset. So I don't know as much about Ty. I just know it felt like Kentucky fans were like, get him the ball more. He needs to be featured more.
I didn't think their team was very, I didn't think their team was great. Like, I love Oscar. By the way, Oscar's going to make $1 million this year with NIL money.
NIL, yeah.
And that's cool. Good for him. But no, I just think that, you know, like, Cal sometimes is stuck getting a collection of players because he can do that at Kentucky, whether it's the one and dones or I could take all these transfers, which he's done recently. And, you know, I thought Ty could have been better. And he's definitely got the physical ability to be a good NBA guard. I think that'll happen.
All right, Fran Fraschilla can add actor to his resume now. I got to go watch Hustle this week.
Got to watch it. You'll love
it. NBA draft is Thursday. Do you care about NBA free agency, Fran, or not really?
No, you know what? I'm leaving Saturday for France. I am the new United States USA basketball 3-on-3 coach.
Oh, wow.
Olympic sport. Women won the gold in Tokyo. Kelsey Plum led the way. Stephanie Dolson, the big young lady. We are building a 3-on-3 program, and we're trying to qualify for Paris. And we will taking a, I got a team of G League guys, good players, good G League players. We're going over to Europe 4 or 5 times this summer, and we're trying to build a 3-on-3 program. So I will be following free agency from afar, but I'll be worried about trying to get to Poitiers, France in one piece.
A lot of people coming out of the pandemic struggling. Fran Fraschilla now acting and is coaching the 3-on-3. You're running the show 3-on-3. Congrats on all your success, man. Obviously well-earned. And love your analysis. That's why we keep having you on the pod, man.
Listen, I love talking hoop with you anytime. And I'm glad we could always do this right before the draft. And we'll do some more during the year.
I love to learn stuff, Fran. Thanks a lot. Enjoy your travels to Europe this summer.
Jason, thanks. Always a pleasure.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.